Well, Nike could partner with Target now that Nike has ended sales in Amazon. JCPenney offers a glimmer of hope, but analysts, some of them anyway, discount it. Tyson Foods expresses optimism about its Beyond Meat rival. Could Gap cancel its Old Navy spinoff? Get to some of these business stories affecting our economy in one way or another, or the consumer in one way or another. Tanya Garcia, news editor, retail and consumer reporter, MarketWatch. MarketWatch.com, live from New York City here on Delaware. Starting out here briefly. Tanya, welcome. Always a pleasure. So what about the Nike Target story?
Thanks for having me. So Nike Target. This is a theory from analysts over at Raymond James that Amazon and Nike have parted ways, and perhaps Nike and its brand would be a better fit for Target, which has now partnered up with Disney for some stores. Is now carrying some Levi's merchandise. In other words, it's a kind of more of a retail brand fit for what Nike is trying to accomplish.
So does that still allow internet sales?
Oh, sure. So Nike's whole strategy is built around selling its own goods online and has been strategically partnering with different retailers to sell certain items. So Foot Locker gets certain merchandise, and Amazon was getting certain merchandise, much of it, you know, some of the lower-priced gear. So that would be kind of the stuff that Target would get. And again, just kind of like a brand fit is what the analysts are making a case for.
Isolated case or other defections from Amazon?
Probably an isolated case. I mean, it was, it was interesting that Nike and Amazon partnered up to begin with. It was presented as an experiment, although it was a very long one since it was first announced back in 2017. Amazon is an e-commerce giant, so you're not going to see, tons and tons of stuff just fleeing away from them, now that Nike has decided not to.
Okay, JCPenney offers a glimmer of hope, but then again, we've heard that before. What's the latest?
So JCPenney is still struggling. I mean, to their credit, they're trying and seem willing to try just about anything to turn their business around. But, just as many times as we see things that, might be a sign of something good, JCPenney is still facing so many challenges. I mean, among them, just kind of a category-wide hardship for department stores. So they've got a long way to go, even if they have seen one or two things working in their favor.
I got to say, though, it just seems as though we've had this year after year already where there's a glimmer of hope, or even more than a glimmer of hope, and then it's shot down and they try again. At least they're persistent. I mean, they've had a few better headlines than Sears did, for example, it seems to me.
Sure enough. I mean, and if you think back more recently, yeah, that will definitely be the case. But JCPenney has had a long string of troubles, just in the same way that Sears did. That doesn't necessarily mean that they're destined for the same fate. But certainly JCPenney, is not anywhere near what it would take to see like a real turnaround and real change in the business. It's really small baby steps that could be something, but there's a lot of pessimism about that.
Although I'm not hearing they would close after Christmas, whereas you hear about some other retail or even restaurants on their way out after Christmas.
Oh, certainly. No, retailers, just generally speaking, take a very long time to wind down, as we see with Sears. So, so this is not something that's like, after the holidays or even next year, like JCPenney is just going to collapse. It's still, a multi-billion dollar business. So there's a long way to go, but, it's going to be a hard slog for them.
Of course, Sears was a behemoth. Maybe that was the problem. They were just too big and they had to pare down here and there. Of course, kind of a thing of it. What is Walmart right now? But they've done so very, very well.
It's a matter of keeping up with the, changing times, right? So there's, e-commerce is a big thing, and that takes a big investment. And if you've, kind of fallen behind at this point, it's going to take even more money to try and play a bit of catch-up. And then JCPenney had some issues when it changed its couponing system and its discounting system, which alienated a lot of customers, and it's been difficult, if not impossible, to bring them back. So there's a couple of factors working against JCPenney right now.
Since I mentioned the Yuletide holiday season, what's your sense of how things are going to be, and winners and losers?
So there's a lot of options. optimism out there that, you know, there's going to be sales growth, that people are going to be shopping. You know, the consumer is in a good position right now, you know, with unemployment being very low and wages going higher. But there are some concerns because of all the chatter about things like recession or, you know, some of the trade issues and the tariffs that have been going on over the past few months. You know, it seems like a tweet could change anything. So while there is a lot of things working in favor of a good holiday season, there are some things that, you know, can give retailers in particular, but also shoppers a little bit of pause.
Well, I want to get to your Tyson food story in just a second, but let me just ask you, Tanya, you as a consumer reporter, do you sense impact on the season from the unresolved U.S.-China trade dispute? I mean, we keep hearing it's going to be done, it's going to be inked, and then again, false alarm or false optimism.
You know, right now the retailers are largely saying that they've prepared and that things are as they're going to be for the next, let's say, you know, 6 weeks of the holiday season. So for right now, things are meant to be, you know, as they are. But you can't help but to be just a little bit nervous because there's uncertainty. You know, where there's uncertainty, people want to prepare, businesses want to prepare.
11:10, talking to Tanya Garcia, MarketWatch. Are consumers going to feel a noticeable jolt in prices, do you think, this holiday season?
It doesn't sound like they are. I mean, that doesn't mean that, you know, anything can happen, I suppose. But it seems like, you know, the inventory levels have gotten to where they are because the retailers have been prepared. They wanted to get all of their stuff in. They wanted to, you know, have the pricing at a desirable level. So they've taken precautions to make sure that consumers are going to want to shop and going to want to spend. And if prices go up, that wouldn't happen. So it sounds like that the appropriate steps have been taken to make sure that the holiday season is as good as they can make it.
Yeah, now to one of the hot stories we keep always discussing, meatless alternatives to traditional beef and so on. Tyson Foods expresses optimism about its Beyond Meat rival.
Yeah, so Tyson has a brand Raised and Rooted, which is their alternative to the regular meat, which is what, you know, a lot of the animal proteins, which is much of what they sell. And certainly they're not the only ones. All of the traditional food companies, any of them that have any sort of meat products, are looking into finding some sort of vegetarian or vegan alternative, since that seems to be the thing that consumers are really looking for.
Yeah, of course, every time you go to your doctor, you hear about that. But I guess it'll take a few years to figure out how much more nutritious and better for you some of these alternatives are. I got to ask you, vegans have filed suit against Burger King. I mean, talk about anticipated, right? I mean, I didn't assume that Burger King would have a completely different cooking apparatus for the veggie burgers, keep them away from everything else. Did you?
No. the operations in the back at fast food restaurants, they're a well-oiled machine, so to speak. They, when there's any kind of change, whether it's, you know, you add breakfast or, you know, you just add, you know, a new menu item, it becomes like a big deal in the back end to try and make this item.
Yes.
Because, you know, fast food has to be fast. So it's not entirely surprising that they wouldn't have a completely different, griddle, let's say, for this vegan option, but at the same time, a lot of these plant-based meat alternatives are not necessarily for vegans. They're for the flexitarians, which is
flexitarians.
You know,
I love it.
Flexitarians, the group of diners that, you know, are looking to infuse a little bit more of these plant-based meat alternatives into their diets, but aren't necessarily giving up meat altogether.
Well, of course, always comes up in connection with religious practice. If you're going to be completely meatless, well, I mean, you know, you had the stir over McDonald's fries once upon a time, and how they were cooked. And if you were truly divorcing yourself from meat, whether it's Seventh-day Adventist or some other religious groups, you had a problem.
That's true. And, in many ways, you still do. But at the same time, there are alternatives that don't have anything to do with, let's say, fast food. You know, you can go to, let's say, Chipotle. Chipotle has lifestyle bowls that are designed specifically for folks, you know, that have different dining preferences, whether that's, you know, for lifestyle purposes or perhaps religious purposes. Yeah. There are alternatives out there. Fast food tries, but, I mean, the bread and butter, so to speak, of fast food is, you know, burgers and fries or, you know, pizza or, you know, the things that they're best known for. So, you know, you have to be, if you have these dining preferences, you have to be prepared for, you know, a struggle trying to negotiate the menu.
Well, I always assume, for example, that pure salads, not with chicken added, obviously, but pure salads probably can be more easily segregated in the kitchen preparation than, different types of sandwiches. But anyway, I digress. Final thing, could Gap cancel its Old Navy spinoff, and why?
They very well could, is the general consensus. So Gap has had a lot of big announcements over the past week or 10 days. Their CEO is stepping down. They announced the most recent quarter same-store sales, which showed a decline across the three biggest brands, which would be Old Navy, Gap, and Banana Republic. And so, you know, it does throw into question, you know, whether or not they're going to make the investment in spinning off Old Navy, which could cause upwards of, you know, $700 to $800 million, and you know, that's really a big thing for the company, because they announced this months ago, and presumably it's something that had been, you know, discussed and was in the works for much of this year.
All right, Tanya, great talking to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.